Hey everybody, how's it going? It's Jay. Today we're going to be doing a shorter one because the next one is going to be super long, and also terrifying. I think it's definitely up in my top three, probably the worst cases I've ever heard. So prepare for that. The reason we don't know much about this guy is because he was self-confessed. And we don't know anything about his murders. We know, obviously, a few victims, otherwise they obviously couldn't have convicted him. But he we have no idea how many people he killed. They say that he could have killed as many as 46 people. So his name is Jake Bird. He is also known as the Tacoma Axe Killer. He died in 1949, at age 47 from hanging, which was his conviction. So let's just get right into it, ladies and gents. Jake Bird was born on December 14th, 1901, was an American self-confessed serial killer who was tried and executed for the axe murders of Bertha Clutt, age 53, and her daughter Beverly June Clutt, 17, in Tacoma, Washington, on October 30th, 1947. Bird may have killed as many as 46 people. Criminologist Eric W. Hickey, who has a PhD, and he is the director of Alliant International's University Center for Forensic Studies, wrote about how the Bird case challenges stereotypes of serial killers, who are mostly thought to be Caucasian males, whereas African American killers typically are associated with urban violence. Hickey wrote, "Revelations that Jake Bird, a black man, had actually stalked and killed dozens of white women in the 1940s in dozens of states continues to challenge traditionally held profiles of serial killers." Which, honestly, I don't agree with, because I actually looked it up because I was interested to know, like, how many African American or black serial killers there were. And there is actually less than 15 known black serial killers versus what the hundreds of white men. And so I don't think that that challenges it. I don't. I think it's completely fair to say that most serial killers are white men because that's just true. I don't think it's honestly, I don't think it's fair of this dude to say that that challenges stereotypes because it doesn't. I really don't think one, like, there's only one other notable serial killer who was black. His name was Samuel Little, so you might know about him, but like, I just don't think it's fair of this dude to say, oh, well, that challenges it because there's the ratio is like 100 to 1. Like, that just doesn't challenge a stereotype. So, you know, if you disagree with me, that's fine, but that's just my opinion. The 45-year-old Bird was a transient who had been born in Louisiana in a location he could not remember. He supported himself as a manual laborer and railroad gandy dancer who laid and maintained tracks. The work on the railroad kept him moving from place to place. He had an extensive criminal record, including burglary and attempted murder, and had been incarcerated for a total of 31 years in Michigan, Iowa, and Utah. So now we're going to talk about what is known as the Bird Hex. After his conviction was announced, he was allowed to make a final statement. He spoke for 20 minutes, noting that his request to represent himself had been denied and that his own lawyers were against him. I don't think it's ever a good idea to represent yourself. Just saying. Even Ted Bundy, who had law school education, still lost his trial. Like, and then these dudes who have no law experience whatsoever want to represent themselves. And that's just, it doesn't seem like a good idea to me. Bird then said, I'm putting the Jake Bird hex on all of you who had anything to do with my being punished. Mark my words, you will die before I do. And this part I find really interesting. Allegedly, six people connected with the trial died. Judge Edward D. Hodge of a heart attack within a month of sentencing him to his death, as did one of the officers who took his first confession. A police officer who took a second confession died, as did the court's chief clerk and one of Byrd's prison guards. J.W. Selden, one of Byrd's lawyers, died on the first anniversary of his sentencing. That's interesting to me. I personally don't believe in witchcraft. Anything is possible, though. So, you know, it definitely could be real. But for me, that's not something that I particularly believe in. It's fun to think about and fun to theorize, but unless I see evidence, I'm probably not going to believe it. But I just found that really interesting. And especially there's this one Egyptian case. It's not a murder case, but basically this travel group went into a tomb that they weren't supposed to go into, and then they all get this disease. It's really interesting. There's a book on it called, I believe, like The Lost Monkey God or something like that, but it's really interesting. You guys should definitely look at that if that sounds interesting to you. But yeah, I just found that really interesting. The execution at Washington State Penitentiary was scheduled for January 16th, 1948, but Byrd claimed he had committed 44 other murders, which he was willing to help the police solve. Washington Governor Monrad C. Walgren granted him a 60-day reprieve. Police from other states interviewed Byrd, and 11 murders was substantiated. He was knowledgeable enough about the 33 other murders to be considered a prime suspect. The interviews with Byrd enabled the police departments of many states to declare many unsolved murders as solved. In addition to his Washington State murders, the transient Byrd apparently had killed people in Florida, Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Michigan, Nebraska, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. He mostly preyed on Caucasian women, and he had dispatched his victims with an axe or hatchet. During his reprieve, Byrd lodged an appeal, but a retrial was denied by the Washington State Supreme Court. His appeals to the federal courts, including three petitions to the United States Supreme Court, also were denied. He was hanged on the morning of July 15, 1949 at 12:20 a.m. before 125 witnesses. He was buried in an unmarked grave in the prison cemetery. So that is the story of Jake Byrd. Sadly, we literally don't know much else about this guy because he was self-confessed. If he didn't confess, he would just be known as someone who committed a double homicide. So, yeah, I think the Byrd hex is probably what makes this case most notable, and the fact that he's self-confessed to being a serial killer. Let me take a look at this book to see about the Egyptian. So it's the case I was telling you guys about the disease when they went into the tomb. That book is called The Lost City of the Monkey God, by Douglas Preston. So you guys should definitely check that out if you're interested in it. Yeah, so that is Jake Byrd. And I will see you guys again with a much longer case.